Good evening. I'm Mike Wallace. Tonight, we'll tackle the issues of war and peace with a group of Nobel Prize winners from around the world. This is a special telecast from the American Nobel Anniversary Committee Dinner and Forum at the Waldorf Astoria in New York, where some 400 world statesmen and Nobel Prize winners have gathered to talk about peace in a world threatened by war. Because my cigarette sponsor, Philip Morris Incorporated, believes peace is of direct personal importance to each of us, you and me and every man, and that in a democracy each of us shares in maintaining it, they have asked me to devote the full time they've purchased this evening to bringing you this special interview uninterrupted. My thanks to Philip Morris Incorporated, the makers of Philip Morris Parliament and Marlboro cigarettes. And now to our story. We have several guests tonight. You may not have heard of some of them because, with one exception, they're not politicians who capture newspaper headlines. They're not generals or admirals, and they are not titans of industry. But they have been recognized as among the greatest minds in the world. They speak for peace with the authority of Nobel Prize winners at a time when the obstacles in the path of peace seem insurmountable. First, one of those problems is seen by Dr. Linus Pauling, winner of the Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 1954.
I dread any national policy that demands peace through ever-increasing strength, peace through ever-increasing power of destruction. With this policy followed by two great nations, the inevitable end will be the end of civilization. Why do we not start now to replace power, often irrational power, by reason? Why do we not make international agreements? I am sure that effective, just international agreements can be made. I think I know why they haven't been made. The national leaders haven't wanted badly enough to make them. You know, the world has been changing very rapidly. It is time for our national leaders, diplomats, to come out of the 19th century of power politics into the real world of the 20th century, where power has ruled itself out. We need to